Good day, folks. Mayor Miller here with another edition of Miller Time. Today I want to discuss a topic that seems to be widely misunderstood, and that is the financial status of the city. Some folks seem to think the city has mishandled funds and that the city is bleeding money due to mismanagement. The truth is, the city is in the best financial health in its history. This can be easily verified by looking at the public records of how the city has received and spent taxpayer money. First, let's look at where we came from. I was elected in 2012, and the city at that time had only about $7 million reserve in the bank, and much of that was restricted funds. Concerning our debt, it included over $90 million and bonds which were floated to pay for our school facilities. This was not debt entered into by my administration, but bond debt which allowed us to break away from Jefferson County and finance our own school system, a move I heartily endorse then and now. This problem was not the amount of bond debt, but how that debt was financed. Our less than stellar bond credit rating at the time forced the administration to finance our debt at a disastrous 8.5%. This debt repayment cost was forcing Bass Pro to be underwater as their sales tax revenue would not cover the payments. The school bonds and Grand River bonds were also financed at this 8.5% rate. As a finance major, I could immediately see that our only way out was to reduce this burden by refinancing our bond debt at a more favorable rate. The financial reforms we had undertaken allowed us to be awarded a much better bond rating of AA, which in turn allowed us to refinance the bond at a much more favorable rate of 3% instead of 8.5%. This lower interest rate saved the citizens of Leeds several million dollars over the life of the bonds. And Standard & Poor's evaluated our financial management team and felt we now had strong management in place and that the long-term outlook for the city was very positive. I mentioned that the city had only $7 million in the bank when our administration took over. Today, we have turned that small reserve into over $40 million. That's $40 million, with approximately $20 million of that amount unencumbered by any debt. This tremendous growth in financial strength has been achieved by careful management and a policy of paying for our equipment and infrastructure upgrades on a pay-as-you-go policy. This sound management practice has allowed us to have a fire department with state-of-the-art trucks all fully paid. Likewise, our police department has up-to-date communications, vehicles, and other equipment that is the equal of any department anywhere, all paid for. While other municipalities struggle with outdated or obsolete equipment, Leeds has the best available and doesn't owe for any of it. The same can be said for our other departments, all first class and all paid for. At a time when many were calling for defunding the police and the COVID epidemic was ravaging small municipalities everywhere, Leeds kept our first responder strength at full manning and gave our people 15 to 20% raises. We also added a well-trained and equipped SWAT team to our PD, enhancing safety for our citizens. In summary, your city is in great financial shape. Its financial posture has allowed unprecedented infrastructure improvements, more paving than any administration in history, personnel raises, and many more upgrades and improvements that will be discussed in detail in future editions of Miller Time. Until then, enjoy living in a great small city and roll Green Wave.